We're talking with Jordan Dale of 350 New Jersey Rockland, who was in Albany to talk about the issue of trying to divest the state pension funds from fossil fuels. Jordan, why is this an important issue?
Well, the fossil fuel industry is the villain when it comes to climate change. The product that they are produced, the burning of fossil fuels, is poisoning our atmosphere, and it's causing the Earth's temperature to rise, and it's going to cause massive human suffering if it's not stopped. One of the ways that we can fight the fossil fuel industry is by getting major institutions to divest of their fossil fuel investments, so that if, for instance, the New York State Common Pension Fund were to sell off all of its investments in oil, gas, and coal companies, it would remove capital that they need to develop more fossil fuels. It would stigmatize them appropriately for the climate destruction they have caused. It would be a moral statement that we're not going to provide money to support planetary destruction. And in fact, it would be a smart financial move, because this is an industry whose future is clearly imperiled by the fact that we're transitioning from fossil fuels to renewables, and there's going to be much less of a market for their product, and therefore the value of their stocks is going to go down. So there are a lot of reasons why fossil fuel divestment makes all kinds of sense today.
And I understand that worldwide divestment has been quite successful over the last 5-6 years.
Yes, over 1,000 different institutions have made a commitment to divest worldwide, with a combined value of over $8 trillion. This is a growing movement, and it is making a difference. The fossil fuel industry is afraid of it, this is one of the more effective tools that's been developed to fight climate change.
Now, I understand that New York City says that they're going to divest, but Tom DiNapoli, who is the sole trustee of the state pension plans, he's the state controller, he appears to be somewhat more resistant to the idea of divestment?
Yes, Tom DiNapoli is the sole trustee of the state's common pension fund, which is valued at about $210 billion. And he has taken the position repeatedly that he can have more of an impact on climate change by being a fossil fuel shareholder and using his power as a shareholder to influence the decisions of fossil fuel companies as opposed to divestment. The problem with this is that after many years of his trying to use shareholder advocacy, he's changed absolutely nothing, zero. If anything, shareholder advocacy moves glacially slowly, and this is at a time when when fighting climate change is a very urgent issue. So we can't afford DiNapoli's strategy. I question personally what his motivation is, because it makes no sense at all that he would be so entrenched in objecting to something that seems so obvious at this point. Tom DiNapoli is, in fact, becoming an enemy of climate change. I don't think it's what he wants to do, but sadly, he's becoming a villain in this story.
Now, one of the arguments that opponents of divestment make is that the trustees of the pension fund have a fiduciary responsibility. Their job is to ensure the best return on the investment possible to protect the investment, both for taxpayers and for the employees who, you know, receive the benefits from the pension. What's your response to the, you know, divestment would undercut this fiduciary responsibility?
It's absolutely true that managers of pension funds and of all nonprofit investments have a fiduciary responsibility to maximize return on the funds. Absolutely true. Does that mean that it's true without exception? I don't think so. If you knew during World War II that a particular business was producing the pellets that were used in the gas chambers, and continuing to be invested in that company would be good for the fund, would you stay invested in it? That horrendous piece of our history killed 6 million people. Climate change, if unchecked, will kill many, many, many times more. The thought that this is not a legitimate exception to the fiduciary responsibility rule is absurd to me. It's a total dereliction of any moral responsibility. Furthermore, even if you put that to the moral issue to the side, strictly from a financial standpoint, the best way to fulfill one's fiduciary responsibility in managing one of these funds today is to get out of fossil fuels, because the entire world is determined to transition from fossil fuels to renewables as quickly as possible. And you don't have to be a master of economics to understand that when people stop buying fossil fuels and are using renewable energy instead, the value of those companies is going to go down. It's going to go down precipitously. It's going to go down like Kodak went down once digital phones started taking pictures. It's going to go down like Blockbuster went down once Netflix came on the scene. This is an industry whose days are numbered, and anybody who doesn't have the sense to get out of it is not being a fit fiduciary.
Now, while we don't want to give away any secrets, you guys were meeting today to talk about what are some of your organizing strategies for the coming year to try to win investment. What are some of the things you're trying to hope to accomplish in the next year?
We only need four more. We only need four more state senators to become sponsors of the Fossil Fuel Divestment Act, and then we will have sponsorship from a majority of the state Senate, which means that the bill will likely come to the floor. So one of the big strategies is that we only need four more strategy. We are going to focus on the Democratic state senators who have not yet committed to being sponsors of the bill. We are going to lobby them heavily. We are going to get the people in their communities to lobby them heavily. We are going to make them feel the weight of responsibility for fighting climate change and for doing it through divestment.
Now, if people listening might be interested in trying to convince Mr. DiNapoli or others to divest, what are some of the ways they can participate and support the effort?
Well, you can certainly send DiNapoli emails and make phone calls. You can get his information easily through a Google search and let him know that you want him to divest the state pension fund. But you can also do the same thing for your local legislators, your assemblyman, your senator, your state senator. Google their contact information, send them emails, make phone calls, say, I support the Fossil Fuel Divestment Act, and I want you to support it too.
Your predictions for the next year?
I predict that we will continue to have climate catastrophes, horrible weather events, that the world will continue to wake up to the imminent peril of climate change. I predict that as this happens, more and more people will actively seek ways to make a difference. And some of them will engage in the divestment effort. I predict that divestment will continue to gain momentum worldwide. And I don't want to predict, but I'm going to hope that this movement gets to Tom DiNapoli and that the New York State Common Pension Fund is also divested.
This has been Jordan Dale talking about divestment, and this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.